Behind the bar, Tracy worked alongside another bartender, a large, dark man in a snug black tee, both oddly lit by a strip of blue neon overhead. I claimed the first abandoned bar stool, and the man in black propped both broad palms on the bar in front of me. "I got this one," Tracy said, one hand on his arm. He nodded and moved on to the next customer. "What'll it be?" Tracy smoothed back a stray strand of pale, blue-tinted hair. I grinned, leaning with both elbows on the bar. "Jack and Coke?" She laughed. "I'll give you the Coke." She shot soda into a glass of ice and slid it toward me. I pushed a 5 across the bar and swiveled on my stool to watch the dance floor, scanning the multitude for Emma. She was sandwiched between two guys in matching UT Dallas fraternity tees and neon legal-to-drink bracelets, all three grinding in unison. Emma drew attention like wool draws static. Still smiling, I drained my soda and set my glass on the bar.
"Kaylee Cavanaugh."
I jumped at the sound of my own name and whirled toward the stool to my left. My gaze settled on the most hypnotic set of hazel eyes I'd ever seen, and for several seconds I could only stare, lost in the most amazing swirls of deep brown and vivid green, which seemed to churn in time with my own heartbeat, though surely they were just reflecting the lights flashing overhead. My focus only returned when I had to blink, and the momentary loss of contact brought me back to myself. That's when I realized who I was staring at. Nash Hudson. Holy crap. I almost looked down to see if ice had anchored my feet to the floor, since hell had surely frozen over. Somehow, I'd stepped off the dance floor and into some weird warp zone where irises swam with color and Nash Hudson smiled at me, and me alone. I picked up my glass, hoping for one last drop to re-wet my suddenly dry throat, and wondered fleetingly if Tracy had spiked my Coke, but discovered it was every bit as empty as I'd expected.
"Need a refill?"
Nash asked, and that time I made my mouth open. After all, if I was dreaming or in the Twilight Zone, I had nothing to lose by speaking, right?
"I'm good, thanks."
I ventured a hesitant smile, and my heart nearly exploded when I saw my grin reflected on his upturned, perfectly formed lips.
"How'd you get in here?"
He arched one brow, more in amusement than in real curiosity.
"Crawl through the window?"
"Back door," I whispered, feeling my face flush. Of course he knew I was a junior, too young even for an 18 and over club like Taboo.
"What?"
He grinned and leaned closer to hear me above the music. His breath brushed my neck, and my pulse pounded so hard I felt lightheaded. He smelled so good.
"Back door," I repeated in his ear. "Emma's sister works here."
"Emma's here?"
I pointed her out on the dance floor, now swaying with three guys at once, and assumed that would be the last I saw of Nash Hudson. But to my near-fatal shock, he dismissed Em at a glance and turned back to me with a mischievous gleam in those amazing eyes.
"Aren't you gonna dance?"
My hand suddenly went sweaty around my empty glass. Did that mean he wanted to dance with me? Or that he wanted the bar stool for his girlfriend? No, wait. He'd dumped his latest girlfriend the week before, and the sharks were already circling the fresh meat. Though they're not circling him now. I saw no one from Nash's usual crowd, either clustered around him or on the dance floor.
"Yeah, I'm gonna dance," I said.
And again, his eyes were swirling green, melting into brown and back, flashing blue occasionally in the neon glow. I could have stared at his eyes for hours, but he probably would have thought that was weird.
"Let's go."
He took my hand and stood as I slid off the bar stool, and I followed him onto the dance floor. A fresh smile bloomed on my face, and my chest seemed to tighten around my heart in anticipation. I'd known him for a while. Emma had gone out with a few of his friends, but had never been the sole object of his attention, had never even considered the possibility. If Eastlake High School were the universe, I would be one of the moons circling planet Emma, constantly hidden by her shadow and glad to be there.